In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, in the epistle for today, St. Paul warns us about a war. A spiritual war which is not taking place in some remote corner of the earth, but a war which is taking place in our own lives. St. Paul wants to make us aware that there are spiritual beings fighting against us and working against our salvation. And these spiritual enemies of ours are the devil and his fallen angels, who were created good by God, but turned evil by their own free will. And what they want is to destroy our lives, to destroy our families, and to make us fall into the same abyss they themselves have fallen. That's what they want. But why? Because as they cannot harm God himself, so they try to bring harm to the images of God that we are. They know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so we may have everlasting life. And that's why they try everything they can to prevent us from going to heaven, in order to frustrate the plan of God. But we could ask ourselves, and what do they gain with that? The answer is nothing. They don't gain anything. The demons do not receive a commission for every soul they lead to perdition. They simply act out of envy and hatred towards us, because they know that we are called to go to that beautiful place they have lost. So they are jealous. And what they try to do is to make us fall into sin. Because when we sin, we lose grace. When we sin, we abdicate the glory of heaven. When we sin, we lose everything, because we lose God. But we have to say that in our spiritual battles, things are not always very clear. Because the devil does not present himself openly to us. Of course, he knows that if he would appear the way he is, nobody would fall into his trap. And that's why he disguises himself in order to trick us. So very often, the devil does not come directly, but he tries to establish his dominion over us. in 7 different ways, which are the 7 deadly sins. Gluttony, lust, avarice, anger, sloth, envy, and pride. Each one of these vices is, we could say, presided by a different demon. And these are the 7 ways by which the devil tries to be the master of our hearts. What he tries to do is to make us place our happiness in something else than God. What he tries to do is to give to our actions and to our lives an ultimate end, which is not God. We see through gluttony and lust, one places his happiness in the things of the flesh. True avarice, one cares only for money and material possessions. True anger, one acts out of his desire for vengeance and do not want to forgive, like we see in the gospel for today. True sloth, one neglects to pray. True envy, one hates the good of others. And the true pride, one makes himself his own idol. My brethren, through these passions, the devil establishes his power over us and makes us his slaves. So we have to be very attentive not to fall into the hands of the enemy, because perhaps we don't see, but when we serve our vices, we are serving the devil. And that's how we ourselves give power to the devil to destroy our lives. Because the power the devil has over us is the power that we give him through our sins. So he would not have power over us if we didn't do business with him. So if we want to be faithful to God, there is a battle to fight. A battle against our evil inclinations. And here I leave to each one of you to see in which way the devil is trying to take possession of your heart and to control your life. You must fight bravely like a soldier and not allow the enemy to enter into the city of your heart. If the devil tells you to turn left, well, you better turn right. Do always the opposite of what he tells you. And that's how we become victorious. But above all, what we need is to place God in the throne of our hearts, to give him the first place in our lives, and to make him the goal of our entire existence. Because when we give God the honor, the adoration that belongs to him alone, everything else in our lives enters into the right order, and we can finally experience peace. Is striving for holiness every day is the best exorcism that we can have against the evil one. Praying, receiving the sacraments, and working on our own conversion should be enough to keep the devil away from us. I know that the church has special prayers for exorcism. Of course, that I'm very aware of it. But what I'm trying to say is that we should try the ordinary means first, before looking for extraordinary means. Sometimes people come and ask for an exorcism, and then we ask back, when was the last time you went to confession? And right away, we see the problem. The fact is that usually people want easy solutions. So they want the priest to recite some prayers and get the devil out. But they themselves don't want to do anything. They want the exorcism, but they don't want to change their lives. They don't want to break away from sin. And in this way, they remain in the hands of the devil. But if we strive to be in the grace of God every day of our lives, there is no reason whatsoever to fear the evil one. He's like a bat. He's afraid of light. So if you shine the light of Christ, the devil will not be able to harm you. So, my brethren, let us renew at each step of our lives the choice we have made to be faithful to God until the end. Let us ask His almighty hand to deliver us from any slavery of sin, from any bondage of the devil, and to help us to have our feet always in the right path, the path that will lead us to eternal life. So there is no reason for us to be afraid of the devil if we are close to God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.